Okay, here's the Dixie Hoedown variations with the cross pick and using the inversions from the exercise. And notice that this is really presented, folks, just for you to have an example of how you might use these inversions. You may choose to use them exactly like they're written here, or I hope that what you'll do is study them and use them in your own music. So here's the Dixie inversions. One, two, ready, play. That's it for today. Keep on working on these exercises and let me know how you're doing. You can always drop me a line, care of the magazine, or if you're on the internet on the Flat Pickers listserv, send me a note. Thanks, friends.